How a U.S. retail giant conquered inflation. In an economic climate of high inflation, Walmart has emerged as the retail victor, offering cheap goods to cost-conscious consumers. As millions of shoppers grapple with rising prices, the retail titan has managed to attract a wide range of customers from low-income to high-net-worth households. Since Walmart shares helped the Dow Jones Industrial Average march toward a record high of 40,000 on May 17, Wall Street has been delving into the company's success story, concluding that its strong earnings have been supported by consumers hunting for bargains. The retail titan's shares rose by 22% year-to-date and 33% since last year, outperforming both the Dow Jones and S&P 500. But why has Walmart become the darling of Wall Street while other retailers, such as Target, are flatlining? It's all in the numbers. Investors cheered after Walmart's latest quarterly earnings report. Revenues advanced 6% year-on-year, thanks to higher spending by wealthier customers and a 22% surge in online sales. Additionally, profits more than tripled to $5.1 billion in the 3 months ending on April 30. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon attributed the company's excellent performance to unit sales, transaction counts, and market share gains, not to price increases. "These are not inflation-driven results," he said during the company's earnings call. In addition to generating more transactions, Walmart has been trimming the fat to keep costs down, such as a 4.2% drop in inventory levels. During the pandemic-era supply chain crisis, retailers scrambled to buy as much as possible to satisfy consumer demand and prevent further trade disruptions. Now that supply chains have largely normalized, backroom stock does not need to be as immense. Looking ahead, shoppers may notice lower store prices for various merchandise. The company noted that it has bolstered rollbacks on thousands of specific items in both brick-and-mortar locations and the website. "Our rollback count is up and customers are responding to our price leadership," Mr. McMillon said. All of these trends helped the Arkansas-based retailer lift its market cap above $500 billion and bring the share price to around $65. Despite the broader economic pressures of inflation, Walmart has navigated the turbulent waters with aplomb, said Giuseppe Sett, the president of financial market research services firm Toggle AI, used by leading hedge funds and Wall Street banks. "The broader implication here is clear. Walmart is not only a barometer for the retail sector, but also for the U.S. economy at large. By comparison, Target has a market cap of about $67 billion, and its shares are up just 3.2% year-to-date as of May 29. The rich visit Walmart. Since its inception, Walmart has been known as a discount department store behemoth that typically appeals to low- and middle-income shoppers. In today's high cost-of-living climate, the retail giant confirmed it is attracting more upper-income households too. "Wallets are still stretched," said Walmart CFO John David Rainey in the earnings call. While value had been the premier objective of visiting the retailer, the corporate giant noted that consumers are searching for quality and convenience too. "This should not be surprising news," says Carol Levinson, the director of research at Gimme Credit. "It is the convenience as well as the value and assortment that attracts them, just as it does any shopper," Ms. Levinson told the Epoch Times. Walmart has been doing a lot to appeal to a wider range of customers, such as launching a new private label grocery brand, upgrading more than 1,400 locations nationwide, and stocking shelves inside renovated stores with newer kitchen and fashion brands. In recent years, discount retailers like Dollar General and Five Below have reported higher-income shoppers flocking to their stores, Morning Consult data show. Big Lots has said upper-income customers account for more foot traffic than in prior years. One area that invites more consumers of all demographics is the grocery aisles. America's Grocery King. Walmart is, by far, the largest grocery retailer in the United States. And amid soaring prices, an increasing number of Americans are flocking to Walmart for their grocery needs. Ms. Levinson noted that Walmart dominates because of its immense grocery and essentials base, which accounted for 72% of its U.S. sales last year. Its feet have been firmly planted at the top of the retail mountain because of its geographic and assortment breadth, meaning it can sail through economic cycles and consumer spending trends, aided by its scale and its financial flexibility. In grocery, it has recently introduced some higher quality private brands priced and positioned more like Trader Joe's, likely aimed at upper income households, she said. Consumers are shifting their spending habits too, especially in the realm of food. As fast food becomes more expensive, Walmart is attracting customers who are hunting for better deals. Grocery sales were up by mid-single-digit percentages, buoyed by meat and produce, the company reported in its recent earnings report. The latest inflation report also shows a widening gap between food-at-home prices and food-away-from-home prices. In the April Consumer Price Index report, for example, the former was up 1.1% year-over-year, and the latter was up more than 4% compared to the same time a year ago. Some of the biggest fast food brands, be it McDonald's or Pizza Hut, have witnessed slumping same-store sales. The reason is simple enough: consumers are becoming more cautious and price-sensitive in their day-to-day spending amid elevated inflation. Clearly, everybody's fighting for fewer consumers or consumers that are certainly visiting less frequently, and we've got to make sure we've got that street-fighting mentality to win, McDonald's CFO Ian Borden said on the company's April 30th earnings call. For now, their loss might be Walmart's gain, and the retail juggernaut is attempting to build on the momentum. Diversification efforts. Since the coronavirus pandemic, Walmart has been diversifying its revenue streams to pad profits. The company has invested more in its subscription-based membership program Walmart Plus. For example, in April, Walmart announced a sale exclusively for Walmart Plus members, emulating Amazon Prime Day sales. Despite being a relatively new sphere for the retailer, Walmart is boosting its retail media network by installing more third-party advertisements across its stores. These efforts have occurred in addition to its February announcement of acquiring smart television maker Vizio in a $2.3 billion deal. This was a part of the company's broader strategy to enhance its Walmart Connect media segment and compete with Amazon's ad business, notes Grit Capital. With Vizio's 18 million active SmartCast accounts, Walmart expects to broaden its advertising reach and innovate in TV and home entertainment, the firm said in a report. Ultimately, these efforts are signals of a robust forward-looking strategy, said Mr. Sett. The retailer is strategically diversifying its revenue streams, he stated. The success of newer initiatives, such as its advertising business and Walmart Plus membership program, contributed to a 24% growth in global advertising. Low-income consumers getting crushed. Corporate America has noticed how much inflation has gutted consumers. Some of the nation's biggest companies are beginning to notice the price pressures being inflicted on low-income patrons, prompting these entities to start trimming prices to remain competitive. This made the quarterly earnings report very insightful for Nancy Tendler, the CEO of Laffer Tendler Investments. As upper-income households drove a significant chunk of the positive results, the figures highlighted how much inflation has hurt low-income households, she said. Indeed, persistent inflation and concerns about broader economic trends have weighed on consumer sentiment. The May University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index weakened to a six-month low as consumers expressed concerns over the labor market and higher interest rates. This tells you all you need to know about the lower-income cohort who always gets crushed by inflation, Ms. Tendler said in a research note. High interest rates are finally having the desired effect, just not on the right group. Large companies with fortress balance sheets are benefiting. High-income investors are benefiting. The lower-income cohort is getting crushed, as they always do,